2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 13. Day 5. Outline. Number 4. This designation of the Son of God was in power, the power of Christ's resurrection, the reality of which is the Spirit. Capital C. Through designation in resurrection, the Christ who was already the Son of God before his incarnation became the Son of God in a new way. Number 1. Before his incarnation he was the Son of God only with divinity, through his resurrection he was designated the Son of God with both divinity and humanity. Number 2. If Christ had not put on human nature, there would have been no need for him to be designated the Son of God, for in his divinity he was already the Son of God, even from eternity. Number 3. Having put on humanity through incarnation, he was designated the Son of God with humanity in resurrection. Small a. As the designated Son of God, Christ has two natures, divinity and humanity. The humanity that he now has is not a natural humanity but a humanity uplifted in resurrection. Small b. Even Christ's human nature has been designated the Son of God, for he has been designated the Son of God with both divinity and humanity. Capital D. The designation of Christ as the Son of God with humanity was according to the Spirit of Holiness. Number 1. The Spirit of Holiness is the life essence within the Lord Jesus. When he lived on earth in the flesh, he had this essence within him. Number 2. When the Lord Jesus was resurrected from among the dead, he was designated the Son of God in power by resurrection according to the Spirit of Holiness that was in him. Number 3. Now he is the Son of God in a way that is more wonderful than before, for now he has both the divine nature and the resurrected, transformed, uplifted, glorified, and designated human nature. This is the end of today's outline.